let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, plates piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, black bear feels like home.
Riverfront Playhouse answers the question you didn't know you wanted to ask. What if the entire works of Shakespeare was summed up by the Three Stooges? Be prepared to laugh your artsy self silly as Tyler, Isaac, and Keith condense everything the Bard ever wrote into one 97-minute show. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, written by Long, Singer, and Winfield, directed by Jen Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, May 18th through June 15th.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is a previously recorded broadcast of North State Now.
Welcome to North State Now on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott. How are you? Very excited to be part of this program. North State Now, of course, as you know, is a magazine-style show, and I get the first Thursday of the month where we celebrate art and literature and food and music and all things on that level. And then, of course, on our second Thursday of the month, we have Michelle Slade, who covers, you know, Heroes of the North State. Her show is great. On the third Thursday, you have Rhonda Ball and Rhonda Ball Alvey. Let's just, you know, trying to get her married name in there for a year now. James Masada of Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine. And on the fourth Thursday, Dr. Orna Gill. So I want to thank our sponsors, first of all, to make this show possible. Reading Civic has been our title sponsor, along with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, and Black Bear Diner. Thank you so much for all of you for believing in making these shows, you know, come to the airwaves here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and this is Linda Bott with North State Now. I'd like to introduce to you my special guest tonight. I've known her for many, many years. She's quite the person before the camera and behind the camera. I've known you for years, and you've always been what I call like a technical, and I say this in the best, I love my geek friends, and a yep. beautiful geek, and just somebody who's in sound, in stage handing, in lighting, in photography, video photography, and so you've started this new company called Aspen House Publishing.
Yes, and just a little bit about me. It has always been since, I believe it was middle school, one of my teachers for my student government class said something once. He said, make others look good. And that's kind of been my mantra throughout my life, is wherever I go, whatever I'm working on, it's to make someone else look good. And so that's how I actually first met you, was I was working backstage at the Cascade Theater, and you were performing on stage. And that's part of who I am wherever I go, is to find something, find the gold in something, and help it shine.
And you do a beautiful job of it, because in that particular performance, I mean, you're doing it in a way that's like very stealth.
Yeah.
You're stealth at what you do. You're ninja.
The more invisible I am, the more the end game of whatever my project is, the more that can come through. So almost a week ago now, you were judging for Dancing with the Stars. I was working behind the scenes on a camera. And if I was even noticed by an audience member, then at that point I've failed in that moment, because I've distracted from what's going on the stage. My job was to capture it and to do a fantastic job at that, but not at the cost of interrupting the performers and the judges on stage.
Mm-hmm. So the visual that came to my mind is that you are a wonderful soldier.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at middle management.
You're really great at that. And we also know that you've taken on the head position here at the radio station in engineering and running the shows. And you're training people, and we're very, very happy to have you. And through that, you've rented the space in the back and turned it all around into this very creative, arty, groovy thing. And, you know, even though we're doing the technical aspect of things of what it is to run a radio station, you come and bring in, well, I want to rent the space back here because I'm going to be publishing books and I'm going to have voice talent. And I'd like to be able to use, you know, some of the station stuff to hire voice talent. And you're just all over the map. And so let's go a little bit into... We're talking Ashley S's, but we also, she likes to be called Lee, because that's, you know, like
my
Ashley.
My author name, yes.
Lee S's. And a little bit about growing up and how were you always a reader?
Yes, absolutely. My dad likes to tell the story of how I would use a word in conversation that I learned in a book. And this happened constantly. And I'd use a word in conversation, and I'd know exactly what it meant. Because I'd read it in several different ways, but I wouldn't know how to pronounce it. And so he made fun of me endlessly for that. And so I was the kid that you had to, like, make sure, not necessarily that the Game Boy was off, but the lights were off so I couldn't read the book. And I've always found an entertainment in my own imagination and the imagination of others telling a story in that way. I've always been a storyteller. I did a lot of theater. I did a lot of filmmaking and script writing and now novel writing. But I really enjoy all aspects of storytelling. And that's part of why we put Aspen House together, is because we know so many artists who have really delved into everything that whatever their art is. And we wanted a way for those people to get paid for their work. Because so many people are passionate about drawing or acting or whatever. And Aspen House is supposed to be this conglomeration of making dreams come true.
Okay, I like that very, very much. How are we on break time?
We've got about 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, I want to go back to your childhood.
Okay.
Because this is really important to me, that it's the root of where expression comes from. Were you encouraged as a child? Did you read? Did you go because you were this kind of loner kid that would go read in the corner in a dark room by the very where is Ashley or Lee, as you call yourself? She's back there. She's reading. You can definitely tell where she is, you know.
Yeah.
Or where did you get the love? Where was there a group of books? What was the first thing? What did you pick up that made you go, I need another. I want another.
Well, every time I finish a book, that's my first instinct is, where's the next one? And so I've always gorged myself on authors. So first it was Lewis, C.S. Lewis, and, you know, Narnia. My sister and I shared a room growing up, and my mom would often read to us from the Narnia books. She had some of the first books where, if you get the series now, they're numbered differently than, because he wrote Magician's Nephew last, which is the first book in the series now. So she had some of the first few editions of that.
So your mom would read to you. Let's get down how important that is.
It was very, very stirred my imagination.
Oh, and you're laying there in bed, and it's mom and daughter time.
Yeah.
And she would read to you, and then all of a sudden you visualize, each of us have a movie in our head.
Mm-hmm.
So how your sister projected it, how you projected it in your mind's wall, your brain screen, is different. And so I think that's just, there's the root of it right there, the beautiful part of someone reading, how important that
Absolutely.
Is to instill a dream to come true. So so she helped push your dream.
Yes, absolutely. And it was a way for me to bond with her even when she wasn't around, which seems kind of a strange way to phrase that. But after I finished and blew through the Narnia series a million times, then she told me that we moved up to Shingletown because I was born in San Diego, and we moved up to Shingletown the summer before first grade. And she told me that she wanted to move to Shingletown because it was a little house in the big woods, which is one of the Little House on the Prairie series.
Oh, wow.
And she was in love with that series, so that was my next binge of books and series was Laura Ingalls Wilder and that collection. That really, there was a kinship to it because it was very wild, but it was also very intimate. And there was an interesting kind of storytelling being done there because it wasn't fantasy with talking lions and stuff, but it was the long winter and all of these real life elements of a story. And so I learned quite a bit about my mom from reading those books.
Wow.
And so even growing up, the TV shows I watched were the Little House on the Prairie TV shows and things like that, where it made sense and I could access it on my own time, and I didn't have to. I'm the middle child of three, and both my brother and sister are extroverts, and so when they were quiet, it was always a red flag for my parents. When Ashley was loud, it was a red flag because I was the one punished by taking away the bookshelf, not the TV remote. So it was something I could do on my own.
Okay.
And do on my own time. I could read it on the way to school or whatever. I didn't have to wait for permission.
All right. Well, that's our break time, and we're going to be back here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is North State Now. My guest is Lee Esses. That's her author name, but we know her as Ashley, and I'm just going to ask all these different questions. We're going to cover a lot of things here. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages. Again, shout out to my sponsors, Reading Civic, Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, Black Bear Diner, and this is North State Now. We'll be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Carlene Niber, and I invite you to experience Redding's downtown dining history. I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Redding, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding on California Street and open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Redding's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Redding.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State,
Go to readingcivic.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast from North State Now.
I love this song. I would really like to perform this tune. I think there's some really great music that's out there right now. Welcome back. This is North State Now, our magazine-style show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott, the first Thursday of the month here. And, of course, we're talking with Lee Esses, or better known as Ashley, my good friend. And I'm really excited about having her on our show tonight. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And we were talking about your Aspen House Publishing, but we started off with your childhood, your mother reading to you.
Mm-hmm.
And how much that inspired your imagination, which sprung forth your love for reading. Mm-hmm. And then you went into, okay, all of a sudden we're moving to Shingletown, from San Diego to Shingletown. Shingletown, then you're doing reading Little House on a Prairie series or something. We're moving to the house in the big woods.
Mm-hmm.
You were the middle child.
Yes.
But brother,
still am.
Brother, sister are extroverts. Sister went off to?
Join the Marine Corps. So she went to school for a little bit at Simpson University, and it had just been named university at that point. I think when she first started, it was still college. So that kind of dates me a little bit. But, yeah, she went off, joined the Marine Corps, traveled the world. She worked security and was in the Marine Corps band, did a lot of instrument repair, that kind of stuff. And my brother went off to San Diego and L.A. area, went to Fullerton and just went, got a bunch of high-level education. Now he's working in financial marketing stuff in Sacramento. So I moved all the way from Shingletown to Reading.
That's when you feel like you grew up.
Yeah, that was my big move.
You became a big girl.
Yay. I'm a grown-up now.
But you also have a family of musicians.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you mind? I mean, I'm just covering it all because I feel that you are plugged in on so many levels with theater, art. And not only do you read, you play music, you do symphonic pieces. Let's talk a little bit about your instrument.
So I play the bassoon. I'm one of like four people in the North State whose primary instrument is the bassoon. There are a couple more that will play bassoon if you bend their arm the right direction. But I play second bassoon in the symphony and contrabassoon when they let me, which is the lowest common woodwind instrument. And so it's a lot of fun to play. And it's very interesting. And going back to my filling in the gaps mentality of who I am. I originally played tenor saxophone because my mom played tenor sax as one of her doubling instruments in college. And so we had a tenor sax and I liked the low instrument. So we got that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom picked up an oboe and a bassoon and my sister started learning the oboe. She didn't care for it as much as clarinet, which is what she does now. And so she stayed on clarinet, but I absolutely loved the bassoon. And it was one of those instruments that you didn't see anywhere else, especially
right.
In this was middle school. So I was my eighth grade year. I was in advanced band on the tenor sax and beginning band on the bassoon. And I have since repented. I no longer play tenor sax.
Repented.
They can't make me. They tried to make me like 3-4 years ago at RCF, but I just sort of transposed it and played it on the bassoon.
That's great. That's great. So you go out and perform with your sister and your mom.
Yes. And we actually, when my brother's in town, he's a trombone primarily. When he's in town, we get all of us together in the standard quartet. Because you see a lot of music written for two trumpets, two trombones. So my brother and I will play the trombone parts because the bassoon and the trombone trade off hand in hand. as far as written music is concerned. And then clarinet and trumpet trade off. So my mom and sister will play the high parts. My brother and I will play the low parts.
So your maiden name is Stander.
Yes.
And so when you see or hear about the Stander Quartet, this is,
that's
you know.
Us. Yeah.
So as you progress, you know, Stander, then you come down to Reading and you, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you got married.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the S's comes from.
Correct.
And your husband at the time was into martial arts, into mm-hmm. wonderful acting,
mm-hmm.
and just fit right into so much of the world that you've known.
Yes.
And you started to, when did you really start to write?
It was just after I got married. So when I met Jeremiah, he was one of my actors. And I say my actors because I directed several shows in several theater shows locally. I did Much Ado About Nothing, Pirates of Penzance, and just a bunch of different little things. And so whenever I was directing, he was always there to be one of my main actors. That's how Wade and I actually got close. The same era,
okay,
of Ashley Land.
Okay, got it. Wade Riggs, we're talking about Wade,
yes,
Riggs.
Yeah,
all right.
Who's a good friend of both of ours. I met Jeremiah and we ended up getting married there. I ran audio. I was sort of the roadie for his little rock band at the time. And I wrote on the side. And that was something that stemmed out of a need to repersonalize my artistry. So because of my character, who I am, it spread out. And I wanted to share it with everybody all the time. And it became not commercial in the financial sense, but it became a making everyone else happy, and my artistry became less about me.
Okay.
So,
because you're a pleaser.
Yeah. Oh, well, and
you
I want
to make
want,
people look good. This,
yeah,
is your job.
Exactly. And
you said earlier in the, I'm just saying, you said that earlier,
mm-hmm,
in our,
yeah,
interview.
Yeah. That's my mantra. Mm-hmm. You'll hear me say, mm-hmm, that all the time. So writing became a little selfish outlet, where it was something I wrote just to entertain myself. I wanted to tell the story. I wanted to be the director. I wanted to be the actor. I wanted to be the soundtrack operator. I wanted to be everything. And writing offered an interesting opportunity in that regard, because it allowed all of these different pieces just under my control. So I could do that little mannerism that completely changes the story that you can't do if you're just script writing, because that's an actor.
Right.
That's in the actor category. That's
right.
That's not a choice that the script writer makes. As a novel writer, I got to do all of it. And there's a saying in the writing industry, if you don't see the book that you want to read on the shelf, write it. And I took that to heart and wrote my Fortress series, which is, I thought at the time, was fantastic. Now I've, like, taken it off of my author page. I'm like, eh. This was, but it was my first step.
You have to launch
storytelling.
You have to,
yes,
exactly. It's like I tell everybody, you can't become a good singer or a good actor. You just don't start there. You've,
mm-hmm,
got to start someplace that you trip and fall. You may sing flat. You may throw a,
mm-hmm,
ball crooked. You may hit a golf ball. You don't become an expert or really great at what you're doing without not a lot of failure,
mm-hmm,
along the way. So congratulations on your humility, and welcome to the big girl world,
oh, yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. And I wrote quite a bit for myself, mostly just little bits here and there. But my husband at the time really helped encourage me as a martial artist. And by this point, I had been reading a lot of Dean Koontz and then Ted Dekker, who's writing style. Before I really developed my own voice, I found his voice, and I'm like, I want to write like that.
Okay.
And I think a lot of authors who have a really strong voice now had somebody that they admired and studied. And for me, that was Ted Dekker, because he has a very interesting way of conveying light and dark, good and evil, in a way that still feels real.
Can you name a few books just off the top of our head that maybe we know the title of the book, but maybe not the author? Happens a lot with,
yeah,
songs, too.
Three is one of, I think that was the first one I read of his. And he had an interesting commentary in there that the best stories are not necessarily about good versus evil, but there's a good influence and an evil influence. And the best story is about the character that struggles between the two. not necessarily, because we, Hermione is far more interesting than Harry Potter, because Harry Potter has to be good. Hermione has this choice. And so that's kind of what makes her interesting, what makes Snape interesting. And so that was something that really, when I read Ted Dekker talking about that, I kind of leaned into it. And it's three is about a serial killer hunting the main character. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's a lot of fun.
Wow.
But it's right up my alley.
Okay.
I always liked the interesting, because combat, because I write action, adventure, suspense, thriller, that kind of thing. Combat is, it's a way to communicate without words. In the same way on stage you'll see a dance. It's a way to tell the story in, words are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Actions are far less frequently so. And so it's a more pure form of communication. So it's a pure reflection of who the character is when you design their fighting style, which I do. I have different fighting styles for all my characters.
I love
which
that.
Which sounds way geeky, and no, it kind of is.
Well, it's okay. I love that. Well, we're going to have to take a break here, and we're thrilled. We're going to leave you with this visual with, with Aaliyah Essis, authoress now, and owner of Aspen House Publishing. We're going to talk about what is Aspen House Publishing, this local company that Ashley's created, or Aaliyah Essis, that's the name of her, her author name. I love that. And when she talks about the different characters in her book that have styles of fighting, we want to hear more about that on the other end. This is Linda Bott hosting North State Now, your magazine show here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Want to do a shout out and thanks to Shasta Regional Medical Center, who is also one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for Second Tuesday Dining.
That's great. So I can get my Chinese food fixed and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, June 11th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes. but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. I love this format. This is perfect for me to be able to be here on our Thursday night radio show where I get to interview up close and personal, one-on-one, artists, musicians, chefs, cooks, people who are, choreographers and artistic directors. And the lady in front of me right now, who is Ashley Esses, Ashley Stander, Lee Esses, she goes by many, many names, are all of the above.
Yes.
Everything I've told you, except for maybe a choreographer, but you do choreograph.
I have a couple of times, yeah.
We just left the last break talking about how you have to choreograph in your books when you're talking about fight scenes,
mm-hmm.
Like you're talking about certain types of fighting, which is then choreographing. You're going to say, I mean, obviously, if you can visualize kicking to the left, kicking in the back, whatever,
mm-hmm.
whatever that kind of form of fighting is. I mean, what would be, for an example, it would be a jiu-jitsu,
yeah.
Yes.
So I have, one of the first things I decide about a character as far as fighting style is weapon of choice. So if I'm writing fantasy and you're using a bow or using a staff or using twin daggers, something like that, it changes your fighting style because of how you move in and out toward a person. Weapons are an extension of who you are. And I'm just going to geek out for a sec, but
I love
you
it.
Can just stop me anytime.
I'm learning so much.
So if you're using twin daggers, let's say I have a character named Mose who uses twin daggers. And he has to get really close to somebody. So he's often getting behind people. That's kind of his thing. I also have a character named Ben, who's a CIA agent. And he does not like loud noises. So, because there's a certain amount of, when you're writing hand-to-hand combat, reason not to just shoot somebody and have the fight scene be over. That's just part of the storytelling aspect of it. And sometimes you do. But as a CIA agent, he needs his ears, and so he avoids using guns if he can help it because they're loud. But that also means that he likes targeting ears as part of his fighting style. So if you can disorient somebody, you can subdue them. Generally, I have only my best fighter in the novel. Only they are allowed to subdue people because that's kind of a rule in combat. Once a punch is thrown, be ready to kill them. And that's just something I learned from actually studying the martial arts. So I studied Sansu, which is a kind of a Chinese street fighting, gang fighting style. So it's one person against a whole bunch is kind of the end game in the training. So one hit and you're down and across the board. So hit well, and the person who lands the first punch generally wins the fight. But I have some martial artists who studied karate growing up, some who joined the military, some who, and each of these, it has an influence on not only how they fight, but how they think. They enter a room and they see different things. When you enter a room, you'll see maybe the lighting, and you'll admire the painting and this and that. when Carl enters a room, he's noticing where the exits are.
Right.
And that's just the difference in your characters, and that's what makes you guys such a great combination for the morning show, is that you're so different in so many ways, but you complement each other really well. So that's a good combination of characters for storytelling. So I have one character who's essentially immortal in a book series I just finished writing. And so his fighting style is kind of all over the place. But he's the one ready to fight all the time. And it's just an interesting way to approach the character.
So how does one find your books?
So you can go to my website, leeesses.com, or you can find most of my books are up on Amazon. And I'm working on doing some publishing and some reworks and getting some editing and all of that. Most of my publishing experience hasn't been with my own books because, again, when I mentioned earlier, writing has always been a very selfish thing for me. So when we founded Aspen House, it was a there are a lot of moments in the process of publishing, not just writing until you get to the end. That's the first step in, like, 15 steps. So in Aspen House, we actually had our writer's club. We got together and said, okay, you'll be really good at this because you took graphic design in school, so I'm going to put you in charge of making covers for all of our books. Then you're really good at editing because you worked in the news, so you're going to be in charge of editing for all the books, which that ended up getting dispersed to, like, three different people. But we chose Aspens because their roots, if you – I don't know how much of a botanist you are, but their root system goes down, so it looks like you're looking at a grove, but it's actually a single organism because of how they reproduce by sending their roots out and back up. So it looks like a bunch of individuals, but they're all interconnected and holding each other up. So that seemed like a very fitting metaphor for the founding of Aspen House and how we work to use each other's strengths to make all of each other look good.
When you say we,
mm-hmm.
is this a group of people that said, let's form our own publishing?
Yeah.
And who, can we mention names?
Yep.
Or okay, so who's like, is a board, is a company, it's an organization,
it's a glorified writing club.
Okay. All right, I like that.
We're always looking for more members with the writing club. We call the writing club the Forge. And that's
I feel like I'm in a story tale. I mean, I'm like, you have.
This is what happens when Ashley gets the name.
You have to be such a freak about Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
Because I can see when you're talking about fighting types and all that,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course I'm going
and, like,
into...
Bronze fighting style is totally
yes.
different from the Hounds,
yes.
and it totally fits the characters,
yes.
and that's the fun of it.
Yeah. So, all right, but, so go into the... tell us a little bit
okay.
more about Aspen. The people who started this foundation.
So we had five or six initially, and we've kind of narrowed it down to three core members, and that was mostly based on amount of time that they wanted to devote to this. Myself, because I and Stephanie Hull is fantastic. I actually met her when I worked over at KRCR. She was the producer, so there the producer writes all the stories and edits them, makes sure all your graphics are perfect. And her shows were always phenomenal, and I could tell watching the shows who was producing more often than not, which shouldn't happen, but I knew all the characters pretty well. So Stephanie was just phenomenal, and she also took a little graphic design, and so she's my primary editor for my books, for my personal books. She's exploring writing a little bit, but she really focuses on her editing first. And then our third member of the team is Crystal. Crystal Hart is what she goes by. H-A-R-T, and she writes a lot of young adult fiction, and so she has a very different genre than me. So if somebody comes to us saying, hey, I've got such and such a book, okay, if it's like action, we're going to give it to Ashley to edit. If it's like young adult or romance, then we're going to give it to Crystal. If it's like biography, we're going to give it to our news person, Stephanie, to edit. And so we have this team built, and we have other members of people who will voice act for us because we are just about to launch our audiobook. And so audiobooks are becoming very popular. And it's actually June is National Audiobook Month. So, yay! It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of stage talent and some musical talent, but mostly actors who've signed on to do audiobooks with us. And so if we have people who want to do audiobooks or want to access that audience, that's something we can help people with. Because Aspen House is the bridge between writing the words "the end" on a Microsoft Word document to making money off of it.
All right. So I've got a little bit here about everyone wants to write. That's what you start off with. They have a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly everywhere I go, many people I've met have an idea for a book.
Mm-hmm.
They want to write that book. They want to finish it and get it published. Some people even have it written but don't know how to get it from Word document to say something they could make money off of.
Yeah.
That's where your Aspen House Publishing comes in. So people come to you and say, look, I've got an idea. I need help. I need my hand to be held. I don't know what to do. I've got this book. It's finished. I don't even know if it needs to be edited. I don't know what mm-hmm. to do. They come to you.
Yeah. And one of the first choices, when we sit down with a new author, one of the first choices we make is, do you want to self-publish or traditionally publish? Because that changes things. Stephanie and I both edit, if the author lets us know, our editing style changes depending on if they're making an audiobook or not, because it turns out people have to breathe. And so it changes how you punctuate. It changes how, so we can make the manuscript, mm-hmm. the wall of text.
Right.
We can make that, we can optimize it during the editing process for reading as an audiobook.
Well, I'm telling you, audiobooks are very powerful. I will, let's see, what's called the something under the red fern?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I listened to that on a trip to L.A. once, and I had to pull off the side of the road because I was bawling.
Good. Mission accomplished.
Bawling. And I think John, what's his name? He, gosh, I can't think of his name right now. Oh, my God. He's also in Billions, which if you haven't seen that show, that's brilliantly written. You would
really?
Love it.
Okay.
What's his name? Anyway, I got to think about that. But anyway, he was the talent
mm-hmm.
that, did the whole book. And that's just incredibly difficult as well. But when we get back from this break, we're going to really talk about more about Aspen House. You've got a writer's retreat coming up. Let's tell about the writer's retreat, what your idea was behind this. And again, we are here with Lee Esses, also known as Ashley Sander and Ashley Esses, and a good friend, a mentor to many, and just an all-around brilliant producer, writer, now owner of Aspen Publishing, lighting director, you name it. She's had her hands in it. And so very happy to have you with me here tonight.
Glad to be here.
This is North State Now with Linda Bott. KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And more when we get back after these messages.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I invite you to experience Reading's downtown dining history. I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Reading, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street and open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Reading's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Reading.
Riverfront Playhouse answers the question you didn't know you wanted to ask. What if the entire works of Shakespeare was summed up by the Three Stooges? Be prepared to laugh your artsy self silly as Tyler, Isaac, and Keith condense everything the Bard ever wrote into one 97-minute show. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, written by Long, Singer, and Winfield, directed by Jen Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, May 18th through June 15th.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of North State Now.
Tell me that has to be from something that's animation.
Yes. Bolt is one of my favorite soundtracks.
Bolt?
Bolt.
Okay.
Yes. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Very close to my heart.
Oh, okay. I'll have to, though, because that's funny, funny. Welcome back to our radio show here, North State Now. I want to do a shout-out. This is Linda Bott. Thanks for joining us again on this Thursday night. I want to thank Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Reading Civic. Great shows coming up at Reading, the Reading Civic Center, you know, Nathan Parmalee, the talent buyer, has brought, I mean, there are some amazing shows coming up. So you always want to go online to see what's new because they add a bunch of new stuff as well. Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, go check out their bar in there. It's a really great little local hang. I love it. Food is great. Black Bear Diner, of course, we know that's a staple standard. Fantastic. And Shasta Regional Medical Center doing great work in our town. So thank you for my sponsors here on North State Now. And with me, again, coming back on our last segment, is Lee Esses, who has opened a publishing company called Aspen House Publishing and is going to be having a writer's retreat that's coming up here very soon.
Yeah. We're just about 2 weeks away from it now.
Tell us about the... can still someone register, and do you stay at the retreat? Can you come back? Can you do a day? How does this work?
So, one of the primary obstacles I see people have between themselves and being a published author and finishing their book is they simply don't have time. They say, oh, if I had time, or when I retire, I'll write a book, or whatever. So this retreat was kind of born out of answering that need. Getting out, it's going to be completely non-technological. So the writers will be provided with binders to write. I'm really excited about this. We put writing prompts in fortune cookies. And so we have 10 different writing prompts, and you pull out the fortune cookie, you break it open, and you read it. And we have writing prompt bingo. So there are 10 different slots which just have the numbers for the writing prompts, and then the other 15 are filled out with different additions you can sprinkle into whatever the story is that you're writing. And this is just to get people to write, to build those muscles. And if you think about writing as in the same way as going to the gym, where, yeah, there are a lot of different ways you can build those muscles, but you have to set aside that time and do it. The Writer's Retreat is kind of like a boot camp for that. And so we have, in the mornings, we don't have any sessions planned. That's just wake up without an alarm, step out the door, and watch the sunrise across Manzanita Lake and behind Mount Lassen, because that's where we're going to be. Again, home is the little house in the big woods for Ashley.
Right. So this is camping.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be providing all the food, and we will have sessions in the afternoon with our different experts. And we've actually brought in a couple of different guest speakers for Saturday. So if you can't go to the writer's retreat or it's too late to request time off, but you can probably come to one or two of the sessions, the sessions are actually open to the public. So the amphitheater right next to Manzanita Lake will be there. And you come in and learn a little bit about each session has a different topic, a different step in the publishing process. So if you wanted to learn about what it takes to design a perfect cover for your book, because a lot of our authors are self-published authors. They aren't traditionally publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to know what is the editing experience like, we have Stephanie is our lead editor. She's our best editor we have for on staff. And so she'll be talking about what it's like to edit your own stuff, what it's like to be edited, and what it's like to work with an editor side by side. And managing expectations and knowing and communicating and building a relationship. Because if you look at a lot of the authors out there and their acknowledgments is, I couldn't have done this without my editor. Thank you so much to my editor. And people often step into the world with a little bit of an antagonistic approach to it. I know I did before I realized I really need an editor. So each of these sessions, and we have like 8 sessions. And so you can go online and go to AspenHousePublishing.com under Writer's Retreat is schedule and which sessions we're running and when, and come up and hang out, camp and with us for the afternoon. Those who are attending the full retreat will get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'm excited about that because I've never cooked with a Dutch oven, so I'm learning something here.
Well, that's amazing. We used to judge the competition out at Anderson with Dutch ovens, and it's amazing what you can make in those things. Okay, so it starts on Wednesday. Your retreat schedule, again, go to AspenHousePublishing.com.
Mm-hmm.
Find out.
June 19th through the 23rd.
And do you have spaces available?
We have a couple left in the girls' cabin. We don't have any left in the guys' cabin. So if you want to sign up, and this is for people over 18 simply because we don't want to have to babysit.
Mm-hmm.
The point of the retreat is to get out and to experience the wilderness and recharge and refresh. So a lot of our people will want to just go off and be alone for a little bit. And that's one of the things we want to be able to offer somebody. So if you have, you know, a 10-year-old, I don't want to have to keep track of them.
So on Wednesday, your first session is at 4. It's called Demystifying the Publishing Process.
Yeah.
And then you have author photos and then dinner. So the first day is just kind of like you got one class in there.
Yeah.
Thursday, you know, like you said, lunch is where you start. So you got your morning.
The morning is just for writing.
And
it's a retreat.
You've got hiking, lots of hiking going on, session,
mm-hmm.
World building and story structure.
Yes.
And then dinner.
Those two particular topics are ones that we get a lot of questions about.
Okay, that's on Thursday. And then, of course, your campfire stories. Great imagination.
Getting these kind of people together is always fantastic.
So Friday, you've got a couple more sessions happening, character design and editing demo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then spoken word read aloud that night. So there's a hike picnic. Now, somebody wants to come and they go online and they go, hey, I can only do Friday and Saturday, but can they bring out like their little motorhome or their.
Sure. I mean, the park is open to the public. We're camping inside Lhasa National, Volcanic National Park. And so it's any of these sessions, you're welcome to just come by. The fee for attending is just to cover housing and food, because our goal is to provide an opportunity for people to grow as writers. And that means, yes, writing,
mm-hmm.
Which is what the mornings are devoted to, and, yes, learning something new, because a lot of my growth started happening when I started getting edited and when I started really learning about, like, story structure was something that was always an instinct for me. But word count per genre was something that I had to, like, learn and memorize.
Oh, my
gosh. That was, like, my multiplication tables of writing.
Oh. you know, because you want to just write what you want to write without
mm-hmm.
a rule.
Yeah.
But there are rules and there's structure.
And if you want to get traditionally published, you need to fall within those guidelines. If you self-publish, you can self-publish a 10,000-word novel.
Yeah, right.
Which is not actually considered a novel.
Right.
It's a short story.
So you were asking me what's one of the books that have stayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a health retreat that I used to go to like twice a year. And I would go for 2 weeks at a time. It was before I bought a business and I had a little different, more open schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So this place was called Optimum Health Institute. One of the guys that was there, strangers, because I didn't know anybody when I would go. I just
mm-hmm.
went there to just completely detox and
mm-hmm.
just be on a juice fast and do the yoga and do the thing just to, like, replenish my body. This guy told me about this book called Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. And I went and either he gave me the book or I read the book. It was 900 pages, and I read it in a week. And I'm not a big
mm-hmm.
reader. But I couldn't put this book down, so it stayed with
awesome.
Me. And then, of course, he did a series from this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to, in your spare time, maybe on this writer's retreat, pick it up and see. It may take you 2 or 3. It might be bedside reading and one of those things. But anyway, so that book really stuck out for me, and it was such a visual book for me. And before that, it was definitely Stephen King books.
Uh-huh.
So I know it's kind of totally different. But so thank you so much, Ashley Esses, for joining me tonight. And, you know, great with the AspenHousePublishing.com. Go if you want to be part of this writer's retreat, even if you want to go for the day or a class or whatever. Love that you're putting this whole thing together.
And if any of your listeners out there are interested in just joining the writing club, maybe dipping a toe in to see –